Faith works wonders. Father, give us understanding from your word in the name of Jesus Christ. We're in the month of faith. Tell your neighbor, faith.
Faith.
Tell your neighbor, I pray you shall have faith by the end of this month. Acts chapter 6, verse 8. Acts chapter 6, verse 8. If I dare say amen. If I dare say amen.
Amen.
Let us read 1, 2, 3, go. So Stephen was full of faith. Tell him about full of faith. So faith works wonders, as we can see in the case of Stephen. That's why it could cause miracles and wonders. But faith can be full and faith can be empty. Did you hear that? You can be a Christian but empty faith. And you can be a Christian with full faith. And Stephen, full of faith. So faith can be full and faith can be what? Ask your neighbor, which one do you have? Do you have full faith or empty faith? Have you asked your neighbor? What did they tell you they have? So by God's grace, this month we shall be looking at faith and what makes your faith full for you to experience a true year of performance in the name of Jesus. So we shall be focusing on four things. Number one, the power of seeing by faith. Seeing by
faith.
Number two, we should be looking at the power of hearing by faith. Hearing by what?
Faith.
Most of us hear, but we don't hear by faith. That woman we have been told about, she heard by faith. Hallelujah. I'll show you how you hear things by faith and respond. Number three, I'll show you the power of talking by faith. Talking my faith. I'm talking it. I'm talking it. Sometimes you must talk like it and look like it. Amen?
Yes.
Not because you have nothing, you walk like that. No. I was told by a young woman, man of God, long time ago when he saw me as a small boy, he told me, even if you don't have anything, iron your shirt. Amen? Dress well, because opportunities appear, attract appearance. Opportunities attract what?
Appearance.
When you look like vegetable, people will take you as vegetable. Amen? Have you ever gone to eat chips? How will you hold chips compared to how you load ugali? There's a difference. I must say the truth. The value of something is based on the appearance. I must say the truth. How you pack something based on the value of it? If you buy chicken, how will you pack it and how will you carry it? But if you have only vegetable, you just carry it. Is it true?
Yeah.
I take your cooker and start trying to cook. But that chicken, if it goes, you can cry. You can cross. You can even have a burial day. Oh, my chicken went. What am I trying to say? You attract based on how you appear. Don't look like anything. Looks like something. Tell your neighbor, looks like someone. Amen. Then lastly, I'll be talking to you about the power of acting and doing by faith. Amen. Acting and doing by
faith.
There's some things you do by faith. You do by what?
Faith.
If you have never understood faith, you will know faith.
Amen.
You see how we are doing things here?
Yes.
We do it by faith. By faith. By faith. Because God is well able. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is a substance. Tell your neighbor, faith is a substance. So if you have faith, you judge God faithful. If you have faith, you done what? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Can you open there? And I want us to read it. So you can see, if you really believe God can change your story, if you really believe God can change your situation, have faith in Him. Have faith in Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Then you must judge Him faithful. That place you sleep today, you shall not sleep the same place in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
These hotels are for who? Are for Christians. Are we clear?
Yes.
I want church to be more populated than bars. Amen. When Friday night comes, people are going to church than going to bars. People go to bars and seal this. People come to church, no, this is sealed. That's why people are drinking alcohol. The day we reverse it, people will be in church. Hallelujah. Can I just come forth? Because I have my CV. Just please, just connect me. Hallelujah. That connection will find Jesus first of all. Look for Jesus first. Hebrews 11, verse 11. Are we there? What does he say? 1, 2, 3, go. What has God promised you? Do you know what God promised you? Ask your neighbor, do you know what God promised you? Tell me two things you know God promised you. Tell me two things. Tell your neighbor. Tell me two things. Ask your neighbor. Or they don't know. Two things God promised you. Have you told your neighbor two things? Or they don't know. What has God promised you? Now, if you know what God promised you, do you judge him faithfully, he will do it? Do you judge him faithfully, he will do it?
Yes, yes.
One thing God has promised me is abundant life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I will die at 120 years. Hallelujah. I'm not in a hurry to go anywhere. I must see my third generation and my fourth generation. Amen.
Yes.
It's my desire. Amen. Rain come, sunshine come, I'm serving the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because I know what God promised me. And I'm judging him faithful. God will do it for me in the name of Jesus Christ. So God has promised us a lot, and he'll do it corresponding to our faith level. Amen? That's why I ask you, ask your neighbor, do you have faith? Do you even believe God will do something for you? May your faith grow in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Then touch ye their eyes and say, according to your faith. Even when Jesus prayed for people, he said, according to your what? According to your faith. So God is not the problem. Your problem is your faith. Your change of life is not your problem. It's not God's problem. It's your problem. Do you believe God will change you? Do you believe? Do you have faith that one day you will drive a car?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Faith. You must have faith. You must have what?
Faith.
Have faith in God. God judge God faithful. God will do it. God will what? I believe God. I believe God. I believe God for everything. And he said, according to your
faith.
So God has no problem blessing you. God has a question on your faith. Do you believe his word? Now, if you don't know you are right, anything looks like it. Am I saying the truth?
Yes.
Do you know if you don't know what you're looking for, anything looks like it?
Yes.
Most of us marry anything because anything looks like a woman. This is marriable. Any of us eat anything. Because you don't know anything we want to eat. You give someone a menu, they will order everything in the menu. And take the waiter and say, which one do you really want to eat? Because that's faith. You need to know what you want. You need to know what you are believing God for. When you finish your school, what do you want to achieve? In your life by tomorrow, what do you want to be? By the end of this year, where do you want to be? Then locate the word of God. After locating the word of God, have faith on that word. Have faith in that. According to your faith. Tell your neighbor, according to your faith. Tell your neighbor, God has no problem blessing you. Your faith is the problem. Amen.
Amen.
So no one is great. No one is exceedingly greater than anyone. No one. But we have just great faith and exceeding great faith. And many more. So God will come through for you according to your faith in the name of Jesus Christ. That's why we must develop our faith to great and extraordinary things, and God will be pleased with us. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, God, by faith, God is pleased with us. Hallelujah. So you must have faith for God to be happy with you. And when someone is happy with you, what happens? They reward you. Is it true? And that's what the Bible says, he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So you must seek God by faith. Believe God will change something. You can start selling eggs and God give you a lot of customers than any other person. Do you know that? If you have faith. So you can start anything, but if you believe God, he will do it. Someone explained to me, how does Mama Mboka wake up in the morning and sit in that shop and he says the skumas? How? It's by faith. Say by faith. Because the day she went there, no one knew them. Is it true? But she sat there by faith. People started seeing her. And by faith, people started to buy from. So faith is a requirement for you to change levels. Where you are in life is the result of your faith. Your faith level determines how far you will go in life. Amen?
Amen.
Romans chapter 12, verse 3. I want us to read this one. So you can know God has no problem blessing you. God has a question with your faith level. If your faith grows, God will give you according to your level of faith. Are you in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 3? So you don't start saying, my neighbor is my reason I'm not succeeding. No, it's not your neighbor. My background is the reason I'm not succeeding. It's not your background. It is your faith. It is your what?
Faith.
I have faith for us to be 3,000 people by the end of the year. Hallelujah. Someone said, my friend, take it slowly. Faith does not take anything slowly. Okay? I judge things by not those I appear, but those things not seen. Hallelujah. Are you in Romans chapter 12? Can you read verse 3? 1, 2, 3, go.
Every man that is a man, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
So God will deal with you according to your measure of faith. What you don't have because your faith has never reached there. And what you have is because your faith has reached there. What's your measure of faith? Do you believe you can move mountains?
Yes.
Do you believe tomorrow, if you stand out tomorrow, someone will call you and give you a job? This is faith. Oh, you can come to church and say, amen, 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 and go home and suffer the same casualty. You must reach a level that you believe God. God with all your heart. God will do it. There are some things that I don't even wonder I pray for. Why should I pray for these things and God has said he'll give me? Why am I praying for them? And the first thing I say, just let me develop capacity in me. Amen? Yes. Let me develop information in me. Because God will do it. Now, you want God to give you a car, you don't know how to drive. Then how will God give you the car? So it will kill you. So you must develop yourself. If you believe in God, will take you there. You want to start a business, do research. Because you are believing God will make you a millionaire in that business. Is it true?
Yeah.
Believe God. Have faith. Faith is critical. So God will deal with you according to your measure of faith. So why you are not healed? Because you have never believed to be healed. Why you are struggling is because you have never had faith that you can never struggle. Why don't you change your faith level this time around? Amen?
Yes.
Change your faith what?
Yes.
Believe God will do anything for you. Believe God, my friends. Have faith in God. Have faith. This ministry is a result of faith. When God called me to ministry, I didn't have anyone. I started ministry. Is it true? It's faith. Someone will tell me, you are so mad. How do you go out and you are serving in that particular church? I said, because I had God. The way you are receiving the word of God, you are always hearing God talking to you. The problem is that you're not giving corresponding action. So faith is a substance, so it can be held. Amen? So if you show men the substance of faith, they also dare to believe God. They also dare to believe? It is a matter of knowing what belongs to you. Hallelujah. Know what belongs to you. Do you know what the word of God says concerning your life? Concerning your finances? This is, God is not a user of men, but a maker of men. Don't think you serve God for God to use you. Those people who felt used by God is because they don't know God in a deeper way. The day you know God, God can never use you for free. You can't serve God and God fail to treat you. Exodus chapter 23. 25. You shall serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless your bread and water. Let me come on.
Yes.
I said, nothing shall be barren. Do you know the meaning of barrenness? It means anything you touch shall be fruitful. If you are serving God genuinely. So you can't be serving God and your life remains the same way. That's the difference between results. Faith. Faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. And through faith, we understand the worlds were framed. So this world was created by faith. So the world you want, created by faith. What do you want to have in the next 10 years? Created by faith. Created by what? What do you want to have in the next 5 years? Created by what? I believe. I believe all of you shall be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, it's by faith. By faith. Faith. Now, faith coming by hearing and... Now, when God came to the earth was without form. Is it true? And now the Bible says the earth was framed by faith. So anything you want in your life, bring it by faith. Hallelujah. By faith. See it and believe the word of God. Don't go look at your Bible. Look at what you need for your life. For my business, I prophesy, it shall be so. And every day you start your business, talk to your business. Take the scripture, read to your business. Then kanda unga yako. Hallelujah. Amen. He sees me, I go talk to my tents. You tents, you're not supposed to sit here. You should go in the name of Jesus. I look mad, eh? When they find me talking to my tent, they think this guy is losing something. I'm not losing something. I'm calling things that be not as though they... You are not supposed to sit here, you're supposed to be moving. I have faith. I am demonstrating faith. Because that's how God framed the earth. And he said, let there be light. And there was what? So what can I say then? So like I said, my chicken should go. And chicken should be bought. Is it true?
Yes.
Faith. Faith is a requirement for any success. So, what is the power of seeing by faith? Why do you need to see things? Why do you need to see things? That's why most of us, we are missing it. Faith moves beyond that. If someone asks you, you have faith for growth, You should tell them have growth because it is written, Matthew chapter 4. When Jesus, the devil appeared, what did the devil Jesus tell him? It is written what? He said, Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that God. So if you have faith, you must have located it somewhere. Because faith is a substance. So where did you locate it from? You see, every one of us, we believe God for health, prosperity. But the question is, where did you get your faith from? Did you get your faith because you saw someone like Tyler Perry having a studio and say, even me, I shall have a studio. So there's a difference between a picture and faith. A picture and what? Faith is a what? Is a what? So show me your faith, then I believe. You must show me where you're getting your faith from. Because faith is the pure word of God. It's a double-edged sword that cannot be. No one can change it. When you get it, it is there. So now, what you need to do, you believe for that studio. Go locate the faith for that studio. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Because if you locate the faith for that studio, no one will change your mind. Because if you still have that picture and don't have the faith, after a few months, you will change it. Did you hear what I'm saying? After a few months, what will happen? Because faith is unmovable. By faith, you move mountains. Mountains do not move faith. Are we clear? You may find a problem, but you will not change it because you have faith. So that problem will just go because you have faith. When people say by faith you move mountains, it means you have faith in the place of mountains, not mountains changing your faith. So every time you change your levels of decision, it means you lack faith in that decision. Sit down. Did you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. So it is very important to go locate the faith. Go locate the faith. Then tell me after 2 years, where's the faith? That's why most of us take a lot of time to see progress because we never have faith. I believe when you ask me anything about this ministry, I locate it from the word of God. Everything. I could be concerned in my life. I look for the word of God because faith moves mountains. I may face problems. People may fail to come. People may fail to show up, but I have the faith. Amen? Amen. Faith is what moves what? So people will come as a challenge. Things will not happen. Is it true? But if you have faith, those things will happen. Am I clear?
Yes.
Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by what?
Yes.
And what? You see where it starts from. Where did you get your faith from? You are saying you are a Christian. I ask you, you want to prosper. Where is it written that you are supposed to prosper? You don't know. You say, Jesus says I will prosper. Where? Even the devil knows scriptures. Do you know that? Where? You say, I shall be rich. Where is it written? So you must see what you hear to know or believe or you understand something. That's why anytime you mention something to a person, they understand it by a visual picture. When you have faith and I say you are rich, the day someone comes and calls you a poor person, you refuse. Because what you had seen was richness. It was not what? So faith is a picture. When you say you have faith for seeing, you must be able to see the picture of who you are. Do you see yourself changing levels?
Yes.
Do you see yourself living in a good place?
Yes.
So you just want to drive locally? You're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Faith is seeing. Okay. You must see who you are. Faith is that. Faith, you must see it. You're talking about. You must see it. You must see it. You must what? Faith is a seeing thing. He said, according to your. Do you see yourself? Amen. Faith is a seeing force. So you can't say you have faith and you're not seeing yourself there. Are we clear? So if you start seeing yourself living in a good house, you will work towards your faith. Am I clear?
Yeah.
You'll work towards your
faith.
That's why most of us have a problem. Say, I believe God. You believe God. Show me your faith. Amen?
Yeah.
Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all our needs according to his word. So your needs can be supplied for, but the question is your faith. Where is your
faith?
Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where will you be by the end of this year? Do you see it by faith? Who sees where they'll be at the end of this year? You see, if you don't have a picture for that, you are just living for the sake of living. Do you have faith God will take you somewhere?
Yes.
Do you have faith? Do you see it? If you are supposed to draw it, How will you draw it? How will it look like? How will you paint it? So faith is a seeing force. It's a what?
Seeing force.
So don't just read. See it. Don't just what? Read the word. See the word. Okay? See the word. Don't just read the Lord shall supply all my needs. See the supply of your needs. Hallelujah. See the supply of what? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your eyes of faith may be developed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So Jesus mostly performed miracles until the individual could say what they see by faith. Number one example, you can see in the book of Luke chapter 7 verse 6 to 10. The centurion. Luke chapter 7 verse 6 to what? That guy, his servant was sick. And he came to Jesus. And Jesus said, can I go to your house? He told him, there's no need of you coming to my
house.
And Jesus said, by your word, God, I shall be healed. Luke chapter 7, verse 6 to 10. Who was open there? Luke chapter 7, verse 6 to 10. There's power in reading the word. I've told you that many times. Luke chapter 7, verse 6 to 10. Are we there?
Yes.
The centurion didn't go. He sent what? Servants. Why did he send servants? Because he saw the guy getting healed. Hallelujah. Until you see your picture, the end result, you're not entitled to have it. When you are leaving the house, see how you shall make sense. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See how you have what?
Yes.
Tell your partner by faith, if you're married, tell your wife, I shall make 10,000 Kenyan shillings today by the time I come back. By what? By faith. By faith. And see it. Don't just say it because you're saying it. You must see it. Because you have seen from the word of God, the Lord shall supply all my
needs.
See it. That's how I see things. I don't believe anything. Unless God has not shown me something, I say, this centurion didn't go. Imagine you don't go. You send servants. Then he had seen how Jesus would just speak and the word and how his servant will be healed. He just saw the word healing the servant. And he didn't go. And according to the word of God, Jesus said, so it according to his what? Faith. And that person was healed. Number two example, you see the blind Bartimaeus. You know the blind Bartimaeus?
Yes.
Yeah. That guy has been blind for long. Amen? The book of Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 verse 46 to 52. May God open someone's eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone who has been blind for long like Bartimaeus, may God open your eyes in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mark chapter 10. Open Mark chapter 10 verse 46 to 52. Mark 10. Are you understanding? You must know to see things by faith. The force of seeing by faith. Hallelujah. You must see. Don't say you have faith and you don't see it. You must see it by faith. I must see it. I see myself decorated. Amen.
Yes.
I see myself. That's why when God calls you, he must show you visions. He must see you, give you the sight of faith. The sight of faith. God cannot take you somewhere he doesn't allow you to see. And he took Abraham outside and he said, as many stars as you can see, so it will be a generation. So God, for God to take you anywhere, you must first have seen it by faith. So you must see your change of level by faith. Amen. See yourself living in a good place. Amen?
Amen.
Faith is good. Faith is good, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
When you see such things, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord is good. Now, if you have not seen that, utakuwa unatafuta tu bado ile maji ya besheni na kuosha. Hallelujah. I have said in a tissue tafadhali. You understand? Unless you see it, you can't change levels.
Yes.
So you must see where you are going for God to give you. See it by faith. How do you want to appear before people? When you know, see things, that's why you change levels. Why you don't have it is because you have never seen it. Do you believe you can have a dollar account?
Yes.
You must see yourself there. Faith can must see, you must see yourself. So your background is not a challenge. Where you are raised is not a challenge. It's your faith which is the problem. I was not born out from a very well-off family, but see where I am. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. Because I always see those things. See those things. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, like I've seen all of us here being employed. Imagine I've already visualized how many people will employ by next year. You know, like, I have the picture. You understand what I'm talking about? And I have a scripture I'm standing with. I'm not just telling you and I'm not standing with a scripture. I am praying for it. I say, Lord, I saw this thing in your word. Let it come to pass. Let people believe Christianity in a different level, but I must see it. You know what I'm talking about? I must what?
See it.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Blind Bartimaeus, you know about him? Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. What came first? Was the healing or his seeing? He was told, what do you want? And he said, I want to receive sight. Is it true? So what do you want? So unless you see what you want, you can never have it. So you need the sight of faith. Don't cry that I'm not having a good life. It's because you have never seen a good life. That's why every time when Saul changed the company of the prophets, he started prophesying. And always tell you, company influences a lot of things. Hallelujah. Why? Because it is possible who you spend time with will determine what you see. You are not born to be a local champion. Okay? Are we clear?
Yes.
You are not born to be a national champion. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To be all of you have gifts that can take you far and wide.
Yes.
The problem is that you have not exposed yourself to what you want. Now, in 2 minutes, tell your neighbor what is a good life. Just tell your neighbor what is a good life. Just describe your neighbor what is a good life. You know, think about what you told your neighbor is a result of your faith. Because you can only tell your neighbor what you have seen. Am I saying the truth?
Yes.
Am I saying the truth?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's what you have seen. So what someone will tell you a good life is when I've paid my rent, I can eat, I can sleep. That's a good life. That's how far they have seen. Hallelujah. When someone tells you, I have companies of this and that, that's far they have what seen. They have seen the possibility of having such things. So this man blind, Bartimaeus, was crying, Jesus, Jesus. Even if you pray every day, Father, supply, supply. The only question God will ask you, what do you want? When you say what you want is a result of whatever you have seen. Hallelujah. So what do you want? Then the question is, have you ever seen it somewhere? Then if you have seen it somewhere, then God will give it to you. Amen?
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? So you experience. Now God will only give you what you have seen. Why you don't have a good life is because you have never seen a good life. Why you don't have good food? Because you have never seen good food. Who told you need to be only eating sukuma wiki to survive? You can eat a lobster. Are we clear?
Yes.
Yes. What have you seen for yourself? What have you seen for your? So ask your neighbor, what will you be by the end of this year now? Because you have had all these too much things. What will you be? What will you look like? What will you be dressed in? What will you be dressed in? Tell your neighbor, What will you be dressed in? Did they tell you? Did they tell you? It is a result of your five eyes here. God will give you according to your sight. What do you see? What do you see yourself as? Amen.
Amen.
So all was performed because they could see by faith and the end result before them. That's why we walk by faith and not by? We walk by what?
Faith.
And not by? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. You can find that on there. Hallelujah. Now look for this. For Moses to conquer the land of Egypt, where he had a death row, he must first see himself in the things of faith. Moses killed an Egyptian. Am I saying the truth?
Yes.
And he ran away. So he was under death row. And God is telling him, go back to Egypt.
How?
You will be killed. Is it true?
Yes.
Now I'm telling you, you can drive a car. So I'm saying, like my friend, Atasina Baiskeli, you see, that's the problem. You understand? Because you have not seen yourself there. You can jump everything. Hallelujah. Now, Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. Open there. Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. So, what do you see yourself as? What do you see yourself as? Do you have faith that you shall be changing levels?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Are you in Exodus chapter 7, verse 1?
Yes.
What does it say? 1, 2, 3, go. So for Moses to go to Egypt, he must have first seen himself. Seen himself having authority over Pharaoh. Is it true?
Yes.
So you can't have anything that you have not seen yourself there. Go look for good perfumes. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See yourself wearing them. I must see it. You must see where you are going. Do you see where you are going?
Yes, I see.
So where will you be living the next 2 years? What will you be wearing the next 2 years? What will you be eating in the next 2 years?
Pizza.
Hallelujah. Muluya na pizza. Hallelujah. Amen. So what should I develop? How should I develop the power of seeing by faith? So how do we develop this thing of seeing by faith? Number one, by being consistent. Tell your neighbor, being consistent.
Being consistent.
And not doubting the word of God. Most of us, we doubt the word of God. That's why we never see these things. God has said, within you, we don't see it. You must consistently see God will heal you. See God will provide for you. Be consistent and don't doubt the word of God in your life. Keep on seeing it. Tell your neighbor, keep on seeing it. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 to 46. You can read that on your own time. It was Elijah the prophet, okay? And he said, there shall be rain. Is it true? How many times did he send his servants? How many times did he send his servant to look? Seven times. Seven times. If you believe you shall be blessed, keep on saying I'll be blessed, okay?
Yes.
And keep seeing yourself blessed. Walk like someone who's blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you must keep on seeing where you are going. Now, you must keep on seeing where you are.
Sorry.
Those things are deliberate. All of you can enter a restaurant today and just ask. What are you talking about? So you can be, so keep on consistent. Download the photos you want to see. If you want to have a big house, download the photo of the house. Have it there. Keep on see it consistently. See it what? How much do you want your income by the end of the month? Write it somewhere. Write it here. I want by the end of the month to have 2 million Kenya shillings by faith. Keep on seeing yourself and ask yourself, how am I getting here? It will change your mind frame and your thinking capacity. It will change it. The problem, most of us don't have pictures of whatever we want to be. We have no visual eyes of whatever you want to be at the end. You must be consistent. You must be consistent. If you ask me what I want to drive, I'll tell you. If I want to be wearing the next few years, I'll tell you. Because I have the picture. So do you have the picture? Be consistent at it. Seven times, go look. Is the crane coming? Say no, sir. Go again. Is the rain coming? Say no, sir. Go back. Consistent. Be consistent. You shall get there in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, write it down and stick by it. Write down what you want to have by the end of the year. Or have a picture. Download the picture and put it somewhere. Dominic, go download the kind of shoes you want to wear by the end of the year. Put it somewhere. That is faith. You see it. And write it down somewhere, okay? At the end of the month, look at it. Do I have it? Most of us have never written down what we want to be. Or what do we want to have? None of us have written it down. Go write it down and stick by it. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 2. And the Bible says, the speaker, the Lord of Israel, saying, write down all the words I have spoken unto you in a book. Write it down in a what? Do you want to be wearing designer clothes? Write it down. Then go find out how much is the price of a designer clothes. Write it down. Number three, tell God consistently. Tell God who? Tell God what you want to be consistently. Tell him. Psalms chapter 130 verse 2. And Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11 to 12. You must tell God consistently what you want to see by faith. In your prayer, what do you want to be? You must tell God, Lord, I want to be in this place. Lord, change my level. Some of us don't tell God what we want to be. You must tell him. Tell him, what do you want? Amen?
Amen?
What do you want? You must tell God consistently. Number four, you must put God in remembrance. Put God in what? It's not that he has forgotten you, but you must remind him. The book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 26. You can read that by your own time. Put me in remembrance and let us be together, declare thou the Lord. God is saying, put me in remembrance. What do you want to have? Lord, you say in your word, I shall be blessed. Lord, this doesn't look like a blessing. This is the kind of blessing I want. Put him in what?
Remembrance.
Number five, reason with God. Reason with what?
Reason.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 to 19. Why should you reason with God? Like, for example, you're serving in church. Tell God, Lord, you say, I shall serve you and you shall bless my bread and water. Why am I having problems still? Lord, you say in your word, why? Ask God questions. Why am I having these problems? And I'm so loyal to you. I'm committed to you. Reason with God. Reason with him. Hallelujah. Amen. In prayer, though you can reason with a human being, God hears. Reason with him. Hallelujah. Amen. Number six, be in the company of people full of faith. Full of faith. Be in the company of people with what? If you have people who always doubt, huh? You won't go far. It's exposure. Say exposure. Exposure. Now, you spend time with people who have no faith, you never have faith. Now, I'm telling you about planes. Some of us have never thought about that. But it's possible for you to enter a plane. Why don't you apply for a passport and you see if you won't enter a plane? But you see, it's your faith. If you spend time with people talking like that, your mind will start changing. Is it true? Your mind will start what? Spend time with people who are full of faith. Amen? I believe this church is the best place to spend time with people full of faith. Am I saying the truth?
Yes.
Yeah, we have faith. All of you can be something. And number seven, serve and sit under man of God with working faith. Serve and sit under the man of God. Now, I believe if you sit under someone who's having faith, you will automatically have what? Have faith. And lastly, listen and spend time with people who have a testimony. Listen and spend time with people who have a what? Some people don't have testimonies. Nothing is happening. Last year, that's not a good testimony. Hallelujah. That's not a good
testimony.
Hallelujah. No, that's not a good testimony. Spend time with people with testimonies to build your testimony. If you tell me you are walking, I'll tell you why are you walking. So I'm trying to tell you, challenge yourself to stop walking. Spend time with people full of what?
Testimonies.
It is possible for all of you to be decorated in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, take your paper and your pen. Write down things you want to see by the end of this year. If you have a vision, you'll get it. Hallelujah. I'll ask you at the end of the year. Those things you wrote in February, where are they? Amen. How did you work towards it? Because most of us want to have something, but we don't know what you want. You first know what you want. Hallelujah. We must serve God with a goal. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just serving God, you are serious with God, you are keeping purity, you are abstaining from many things, and you have nothing to show in your life. That's not Christianity. Hallelujah. We must have results. Amen? Okay. Have you written it down? Now, if you have written it down, be on your feet. Now, tell God, God, give me grace to see these things that I've written down. Lift it up to God and say, Lord, give me grace. Give me grace to see these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Give me ideas on how to reach out to these things. Give me ideas, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Give me ideas, Lord. My business, my career, my health, my finances. These are the things I want, oh Lord. Give me grace to see them. Oh Lord of heaven, give me grace to see them. Give me ideas on how to have them. In the name of Jesus.